Practice listening test for IELTS, version 6. Instructions. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. Write all your answers in a listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between John Hill and Caroline Jay of Globe Travel. John is going to Milan on business. He asks Caroline to make some reservations for him. Answer questions 1 to 4 as you listen to their conversation. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Now listen to the conversation and fill in the gaps numbered 1 to 4.
Globe Travel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Caroline Jay, please.
Speaking.
Hello, Caroline. This is John speaking.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you. How are things?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Good. Now I'm planning to go to Milan next week, and I would like to make some reservations.
Well, John, I'll be glad to help you. What dates are you travelling on?
Starting Tuesday, June 16th. About midday? Late morning or early afternoon?
Let me just check. Hang on for a moment, please. You still there, John? I can get you on an early afternoon flight from Heathrow to Milan. That's BA512. The departure time is 2:30 p.m. How does that sound?
That's just fine.
Okay, now where are you planning to stay?
Hilton Hotel, Milan. Would you make reservations for Tuesday, June 16th? And Wednesday and Thursday, 3 nights, single with bath, please.
Hilton Hotel, June 16th to 18th, 3 nights, single with bath. Yes, I've noted that.
Can I pick up the ticket this evening?
Of course, and I hope there'll be time for us to have a drink together.
That'd be great. See you later, Caroline. Thanks.
It's June 16th. John Hill is going to Milan in Italy by British Airways. As you listen, answer questions 5 to 7 by circling the correct letter. Now you will have some time to look at questions 5 to 7. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 7.
Buses leave for Heathrow Airport every 10 minutes. The buses stop at all 3 terminals. Please make sure that you get off at the correct terminal. Terminal 1 is for British Airways flights to Europe and internal flights to other parts of the United Kingdom. Terminal 2 is for flights to Europe. Terminal 3 is for long distance flights to other parts of the world. Thank you.
John Hill is at the check-in desk.
Have you got your ticket?
Yes, here it is. I'm going to Milan.
Yes, have you got any luggage?
Yes, this brown suitcase is mine, and this green one.
Fine. Is this grey suitcase yours?
No, it isn't.
Have you got any hand luggage?
Only this small bag.
That's all right, then. Where would you like to sit?
At the front of the plane. Could I sit by the window?
Yes, of course. You don't smoke, do you?
No, I don't.
Fine. Well, here's your boarding card. You're in seat E5. It's near the front, beside a window, in the non-smoking area.
Thank you.
I'm afraid BA512 is going to be a little late.
Is there something wrong with the plane?
No, nothing like that. I'm afraid there was a lot of fog in Milan this morning, so the plane was late leaving.
What time are we going to leave?
Well, as you know, the flight is due to leave at 14:30. I think it will be 35 minutes late.
British Airways announced that flight BA465 to Frankfurt is now boarding at gate 14.
This is the final call for flight BA124 to Amsterdam. while all remaining passengers for this flight go to gate 20 immediately.
British Airways BA512 to Milan is now boarding at gate 23. Will all passengers for BA512 to Milan go to gate 23?
John is on the plane. As you listen, answer questions 8 to 11 by writing no more than 3 words for each answer. First, look at questions 8 to 11. Now listen carefully and answer questions 8 to 11.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Captain Biggleworth and his crew, I would like to welcome you aboard this British Airways Boeing 727 jet. Our flying time to Milan will be approximately 2 hours and 15 minutes. We will be serving you with light refreshments during the flight. Please put your hand luggage in the overhead rack.
After the light refreshments...
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Captain Bigglesworth. I hope you're enjoying your flight. I'm sorry we were a little late in taking off, but we had some weather problem in Milan this morning. We are at present flying at the height of just over 35,000 feet. We are passing over the Alps at the moment, so if you look out of the windows, you will be able to see the snow-topped mountains. There are a few clouds, but I think the visibility is reasonably good. We have a slight tailwind, so we should be arriving in Milan in about 25 minutes. I hope you enjoy the rest of the flight.
Before landing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be landing at Milan Linate Airport in a few minutes. Local time is 17:55. The temperature is 13 degrees centigrade. It is raining. Please extinguish your cigarettes and make sure that your seat belt is fastened.
That is the end of section 1. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2. Section 2. John is in Milan now, and he has some problem. He didn't get his luggage when he arrived in Milan yesterday. He called British Airways about his missing luggage. As you listen to the telephone conversation, answer questions 12 to 17. First, you will have some time to look at questions 12 to 17. Now listen carefully and answer questions 12 to 17.
British Airways, good morning.
Hello, my name is John Hill. I didn't get my luggage when I arrived here yesterday.
Yes, sir. I'll put you on to our lost and found office. Just a second, please.
Lost and found office, can I help you?
I certainly hope so. I flew here from London yesterday, but when I arrived my luggage was missing.
Oh dear, did you report it when you landed?
Yes, I told them at the information office, but I didn't have time to contact you. I have a business meeting to attend. It's a damned nuisance about this, and it isn't the first time either.
Mr. Hill, I'll try to find out where your luggage is, but I do need some information from you. What flight was it, and what time did you arrive at the airport?
It was flight BA512. The plane was almost an hour late, so we landed at about 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Fine. I also need to know the number of your baggage check. Mr. Hill, you'll find it on the front of your ticket.
Why can't you people do anything without masses of numbers and things?
I'm sorry, I realise it must be annoying, but you see, there are hundreds of passengers passing through here every day, so there has to be some